Redskins around?
Nah. It's a long day, though.
Talk about the job the offensive line did. Guys kind of shuffling in and out, but you guys are still able to keep Tom clean and run the ball.
They're doing an amazing job. They've done everything they needed to do to make sure that the offense is still working, you know, properly and making sure everything go well, making sure that we're able to stay balanced and do everything we got to do to win the game. We've had some guys go down. We've had some guys step up. You know, that's part of how we prepare here, though.
The guy that's in the room, running back room, obviously, how sad is it to see a guy like Deion who's been through what he's been through in the NFL go down today?
It's unfortunate. You know, Deion's probably one of my closest friends on the team. You know, obviously he's one of my guys. And, you know, just hope for the best.
And with that being said, like, how proud are your teammates like Brandon stepping up and having the game that he had?
Brandon is a great athlete, you know. He can run it, he can catch it, obviously. He does all our team stuff, you know, and he steps in whenever it's his time.
How about you? I mean, this was really a big performance by you, and you kind of waited.
You know, I just, whenever my number's called, I just got to go out there and perform and do what I have to do. I prepare well every day, you know. I make sure I'm ready whenever they need me to go out there and do what I have to do. You know, it's just the nature of this organization.
Speaking of that, are you not surprised at all? I'm sure you're probably not. Just the fact that guys, the way they step up, the next man up mentality, the offensive line, the running backs, you know what I mean? Like, just guys, everyone's stepping up, and it seemed like you guys didn't miss a beat at all.
We have to have guys step up, you know, every day, every week, you know. We have guys in their playbooks making sure that when their number is called, they're going to be able to come out there and execute. You know, we got Deion that went down, and then we had Brandon step up. You know, we had an offensive lineman go down, and we had Stork step up. We had a lot of guys that shuffling in and out of the game plan. But, you know, like you said, we didn't miss a beat because that's how we prepare around here.
Tom said you did a great job making a lot of things out of nothing today. Is that the way you saw it, too?
I saw it as my offensive line blocking. Amazing.
Can you talk about that 21-yard run where you broke a few tackles in?
You know, is make sure I just keep my legs moving, and it's just a lot of determination. You know, you want to make a play for your team. You want to make sure that, you know, you're one of the guys that they look to whenever they need a play. You know, so, you know, you have flashes of those, and then, you know, they come to you a lot more.
Being that you said a guy like Deion's a good friend of yours, as a bigger back, do you ever kind of ask him about, you know, jukes and maybe like stuff that he does in order to, you know, shake guys off? You know,
yeah,
maybe
I ask him
notes?
All the time. Yeah, I ask him all the time. All the time, yeah. And I just tell him, man, it's just something that you got that everybody don't have, you know. It's tough to come across, you know. Even smaller backs in the league can't do what you do, you know. So, you know, it's a gift, you know. And you know, as much as I try to work on it at practice, I just still can't do it. It just ain't me, you know. It's hard to shift, you know, a body as big as mine and as quick, you know, as quick as he does his. So. No, I think I'm just stick to what I do.
And with that being said, though, do you think that defenses, even though you've been in the league for a little bit, still are surprised with how fast you are? I mean, I was talking to Bolden earlier. He was talking about just how you're a beast and the fact that you're just as fast as those guys, but you're like, you know, I'm going to call you 255.
Man, I mean, DBs in this league are fast, though. You know, corners, safeties, you know, they got to be fast in order to guard the receivers and the Gronks out there, you know. Well, there's only one of him, but you know what I'm saying? They got to be fast, and they got to be fast to guard them. But, you know, I feel like my speed for my size is exceptional. You know, it's tough for them to be able to take an angle on me, not knowing how fast I'm actually going until I get up on them.
You mentioned one of your statements about this organization. Is this organization for every player in the league?
I mean, you see how they work, you know. They're gonna put you in the best place for you to succeed, and for them to succeed, you know. And winning is a mentality around here, and that's what you aim to do. That's what you want to do. You know, you just take it one week at a time, focus on who you're gonna play that week, and you try to go get another W.
It's business.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate Thanks, man.
It's a good business, though.
It seems like
great business.
Every week now, it seems like a running back's going down with one of these leg injuries, and obviously today was Deion. Like, how scary is that, you know, as a fellow running back to see that every week?
You can't think about that, you know. You got to think about going out there and doing your job and playing as much as you got to play and doing whatever they need you to do to win the game. That's not something that's going to be on your mind, because if it is, I mean, who's going to know how you're going to start running football, you know. you just got to go out there with the mentality of, you know, that's not going to happen for you. You know, it's tough, though. It's tough. You know, it's tough. It's tough to see those guys go down, especially Deion and Le'Veon, you know, two close, really close friends of mine. It's tough to see those guys go down. But, you know, it's just you just got to keep on pushing and make sure you just stay healthy and try to protect yourself at all times.
You ran quite a bit behind Brian Stewart last year.
It was great, you know. It was great to go to see him out there, you know, doing what he does best, you know. And you know, the offensive line has been doing great all season. They've been doing amazing all season, you know. Despite the shuffling, despite of you know, guys going down and coming up, you know, they've been doing amazing, you know. And that's just, it speaks a lot of volume for how much they study and stay in their playbooks to make sure they're ready for the occasion.
Tom said that some of those guys hadn't even really practiced in any of those new spots that they learned today. How impressive is it to you for them to be able to not really miss a beat there?
It's really impressive, you know. Like he said, you know, some of those guys haven't done it, you know, and they step in. That's how, you know, that's how it takes, you know, a lot of studying to be able to know every position on the O-line, because all of them are different. And for them to be able to step out there and do such a great job, you know, at positions that they haven't played in this league, it speaks volumes.
Do you have any idea that your workload was going to be as heavy as it was today? And does it help you to carry the ball as much as you did?
Nah, you never know, though. You know, depends on how the game goes. You know, just, you know, if the game's going to where we're going to run it, you know, then I'll be able to run the football. You know, we'll be able to run the football. You know, if the game is called for us to pass it, we'll be passing it. You know, but it just depends on how the game goes. You never know how much you're going to get it until you get into the flow of the game.
And do you like a lot of carries? Does it help you get in the rhythm?
I mean, every running back likes a lot of carries. I don't think no running back wants to, you know, get a couple of carries and get out.
When Deion went down, you ran in from the sideline, like practically beat the trainers to him. What was going through your head, and did you say anything to him? Did he say anything to you?
Nah, man. I mean, like I said, he's one of my closest friends. So I was just trying to make sure he was okay. You know, I was just trying to check on him and see how he was feeling. You know, so they're going to evaluate him, and then I guess they'll let him know.
Thanks.